This podcast contains adult language.
DigitalDarren.com. Today is September the 1st, 2014. Starting off Falcons football week with Double R. We're going to predict the Atlanta Falcons football schedule. Today we're up here at Beautiful Stats. So now we're getting ready for a real deal. Last year was kind of fun. I think before I let you talk, I think you had the Falcons going 13-3, and I had the Falcons going 12-4 last year.
That was last year.
Yo, don't say last year.
This year, I started off with 8-8. Now I might be 6-10 with these damn birds.
All right, well, we're gonna get to it. But real quick, before we get started, what are you looking forward to from the season from the Falcons? Just real quick thought.
Quick thought?
Yeah.
Shit, the way I've been looking at them on Hard Knocks, and they look shitty, I just hope y'all sweep these Saints. Y'all sweep these Saints. I don't care if y'all don't win shit else. I'm happy.
You said a Hard Knocks. So this is the first time the Falcons been on Hard Knocks. Really good show. What were your thoughts on Hard Knocks, by and large?
Falcons are the most boring team in the NFL.
Yeah, they really don't have no
y'all care. Reaching for stuff, but it just showed me why y'all keep giving this Corey Beerman all this airtime, man. He suck.
All right, well, let's hope things change. We going into the regular season. This is the week of the first game. So, let's start off by predicting Falcons' record. So, how are we going to do this to the fans and the listeners? We're going to call out a game. I'm going to say if a win or loss. Double R is going to say if it's a win or loss. And we are going to keep score. And we're going to let you know the final records at home. This isn't the Lions. This is straight pick them, win or lose. And, you know, you can go against us for that. And we're also going to say what Vegas says the Falcons going to do. Again, so before we start, last year we started off. I think you had the Falcons going 12-4. I had them going 11-5. Or you had them 13-3. I had them 12-4. And so
we were wrong.
Yeah, we were completely off. And so this year with fans, we're gonna make our picks good enough where you can bet on and win some money on. Without any further ado, let's get started. You ready, my man?
Man, I've been ready, man. We're gonna have to narrow it down because boy, we looked bad last year. So the listener, if you don't spend your money with us, this is the year to spend your money with us.
All right, so we're starting off with New Orleans at the Dome, first game of the year.
Man, it's going to be tough. But that game, I'm going to pick the Falcons to take care of home field advantage. If you don't win this first game, it's going to go sour from the rest.
So you got the Falcon winning?
I got the Falcon winning. It's going to be close, but I got to stick with them winning this game. It's a rivalry game, so they're going to come to play.
I'm torn between this. Last year, the DigitalDarren.com podcast show went to the first game in New Orleans.
Yes, we did.
We packed up and we went down there, and it ended in a fashion that's too common for us. It's too.
But New Orleans did what they're supposed to do. You're supposed to take care of your turf, so I can't be mad at them.
So I got to go between me personally, the fan of me saying the Falcons are going to win, the realist in me saying the Saints going to win. You know what? I'm going to go with you. I'm going to take the Falcons at home. Upset.
We got to. It ain't no.
First game, we're going to catch New Orleans slipping. Upset Falcons. Second game at Cincinnati. Andy Dalton, newly $100 million player.
The Falcons should win this game, but I don't know. They might go on the road. They might up and slip this one.
So what you got, them winning or losing?
I got them losing. Falcons should win this game, but they might lose.
Got the Falcons winning. I think Andy Dalton is a $100 million fuck-up. I don't see them winning. I actually see the Bengals going to the playoffs. We'll say that for another show, but I don't see them winning against the Falcons this game. So I got the Falcons winning. Next, Tampa Bay Thursday night game at the Dome.
Thursday night game, home field advantage. I'm going back to my key thing. You got to take care of home field. So, Falcons, I got you winning that. You're going to start off 3-1.
Right now, you got them 2-1. got the Falcons winning too. I don't believe in Tampa Bay. I got the Falcons 3-0. Surprisingly 3-0. Next, it's September 28th. They go to Minnesota against the Vikings. Before we get to who wins, was Teddy Bridgewater be starting by that time?
He should, but he might not. I don't know. To be honest, I don't know if he know the playbook. If Teddy Bridgewater playing or not, it don't matter. Falcons should win that game, because if he don't start, you got Matt Castle. I don't believe in Matt Castle. You're going to have to rely on Adrian Peterson. So if Falcons start Adrian Peterson, they should win the fucking game.
Can they stop Adrian Peterson?
I don't know. We're looking thin at linebacker, but I think we might not stop Adrian Peterson, but our offense should score enough points to win that game. Because the Minnesota Vikings don't have no defense, so the Falcons should, y'all should run the score up.
I agree. I think the Falcons win. Strangely enough, I got the Falcons at 4-0 right now. You got them 3-1. Like, so we were already kind of at the point where we're like, wow, the Falcons may be causing a little hubbub real quickly. So
yeah, you can't get, like, remember, this is a 16-game season, so you can't jump for joy this early.
Yeah, but 4-0, if they start out how we say, with you saying 3-1, I'm saying 4-0. They start out like that, they got an inside track on the playoff position, right?
Not really. It ain't guaranteed, but really, the season starts after November, after Thanksgiving. Remember that now.
Say that one more time for the listeners.
The season starts after November, Thanksgiving, because you never know when you get them key injuries and stuff.
That's a good point. And while you made that good point, all of this is just basically if nobody major gets hurt. Right now, we know it's going to be injuries, and so these are predictions without any major injuries.
So you're saying Steven Jackson going to get hurt? That's what you're saying.
I'm gonna say Steven Jackson not gonna be effective. Let me say that.
I just called his name out because he hurt now in the preseason, and we run around here and see him jumping on stools in the city. We see you, Steven Jackson, in Houston.
Okay, he's a veteran. He just run around here playing where he don't want to do training camp, but he probably needs training camp more than anybody who's not a rookie. The way he looked last year, but
I don't know, man. I don't know if you're milking up for some money, man.
Yep. So next after Minnesota. This is where the problem is. They go to the Giants and Eli.
Boy, going up to Meadowland. What month is that? Is that October?
That is October, yo.
Wow, I'm going to have to pick the Giants.
October 5th.
Even though the Giants don't really have too much, they playing at home. The Giants turn cough on them. They probably would be the Falcons. If the Falcons win, I'd be surprised.
I got the Giants winning, too. I think Eli at home too much for the Falcons. I think the playoff match, when we played them in the playoffs, showed you that. Even if Eli didn't have a good game, I think the Giants in that environment can keep things moving or whatever. So I go with the Giants. Next is Chicago at the Dome.
Jay Cutler coming in here, Brandon Marshall, Alshon
Jefferson.
Yeah, Jefferson. I think, but Chicago coming here and steal one on us.
So you got a loss. I kind of agree with you too. I think that Matt Ryan defends home pretty well. Minus last year, Matt Ryan defends home really well. But I think that it's too many weapons for the Falcons to handle on defense. Alfred Trufant, who hasn't looked too good. Alfred's looked a little better. I think this is a game where they kind of go long, bomb on the Falcons. I should have them winning big over the Falcons. So I got them losing that game too. Next, October 19th. At Baltimore?
Oh, man, you're not going to Baltimore. You know, Baltimore, they don't have that effective offense that they used to have, but I think they still have enough to beat the Falcons.
So you got them as a loss?
Yeah, I take it as a loss.
I got them as a loss, too. That's October 19th, 1 o'clock. I think Flacco and Baltimore and John Harbaugh is a good coach. I think that Baltimore will be too disciplined at home.
So you're saying John Harbaugh is a better coach than Mike Smith?
Yeah, I think so. I think you can get that extra effort out the players that Mike Smith can't get.
So you call Mike Smith kind of soft?
I guess you would say that. I'm a big Mike Smith fan. I think he's probably one of the best things that happened to the Falcons.
Okay.
But
I'll ask you this, the other question at the end of this, when we pick our picks about Mike Smith.
All right. So after Baltimore, the Lions in London, they play Detroit in London.
Man, I hate to see it. I believe Cap Megatron and them gonna abuse the Falcons in London.
I got the Falcons losing in London too. And that's a trip that DigitalDarren.com and the whole podcast team trying to make. Hopefully we can be there to support our birds. I just don't see them winning.
We probably will be there. And you guys, if you do make that trip to London, email us. Give them the info, DigitalDarren.com, to see where we at, and come get on the podcast show.
Yeah, DigitalDarren@gmail.com. We plan on being in London for the whole week. The week, I'm not sure the dates yet. We're still trying to figure it out.
The 27th. So yep. We're going to be there at least the 24th. To the 28th.
Yeah, that's our kind of timetable, like the 24th to the 29th or something like that. But we are going to be doing podcasts probably every day over there. If you email us, get at us on Instagram, Twitter, any of the other ways, Digital Darren Podcast or Digital Darren Pod. You definitely can be on. And if you're over there, we'll give you a special shout out and let you be on the show and be a guest. Again,
we will be near Wembley Stadium.
Yeah, and to bring it back, the Lions are probably, I got the Lions winning too. So, at the halfway point, I have the Falcons at 4-4. You have the Falcons at 3-5. So, what started as a very promising season is derailed real quickly, huh?
Yes, but we're going to see if Mike Smith will real coat the weather this storm to get him back on track. Do you think that can he do that?
I think he can. I believe in Mike Smith. And it is a perfect time because at the halfway point, after the eighth game, they have a bye. So that'll be rest where
a much needed bye.
Hopefully we won't have any major injuries. We'll be able to come back and do some of the things that we're accustomed to doing and play good Falcon football. After the bye, November 7th at Tampa Bay, a place that's been hard for us traditionally.
Boy, it's gonna be a tough game, but coming off a bye, right, divisional game. I'm going to go with the Falcons. I think they probably could win that one.
I agree with everything you said. I think the most important point is that they're coming off a bye. They'll be refocused, rest, refreshed. They should come off the bye and beat Tampa Bay. Next game is November 16th. They go to Carolina and play Cam.
Going to Carolina play Cam, where you might fall a victim. I got to go with Cam in that game. Cam should be in home field.
Why are you going with Cam? You just think he defend home field?
I think they have a better. I think their defense is going to carry them, and I think their defense will get a Falcon offense problem, so the Falcons are not going to be able to put up many points. So if Cam can put up 21 points, they should win the game.
I actually have the Falcons. I don't know which way to go. I think that Carolina, the thing that hurts the Falcons are explosive offenses. Carolina is an explosive offense, at least normally.
Well, yeah, like without Steve Smith, he without a receiver. So, but I think they're at home, and that home crowd will give them that momentum to win the game.
Yeah, Falcons aren't they aren't true road warriors. So you might have talked me into that, but I definitely have this pin as one of the games that can go either way.
Yeah, you're right, it can. But I just think this close to it, but Cam gonna win it at home.
Man, I'm actually going to flip. I was going to go with Cam. I think the Falcons win that game.
Okay, I'm going with Cam.
After that, Cleveland Browns come to town.
Oh, boy, we hope we get a piece of Manziel.
Question, will he be starting by then? This will be week 12.
If Brian Hoyer have a good season, a decent season like he had last year, he should keep his job. But if they start losing and it's close, they calling for his head. So Manziel will start. Manziel come down here to the Falcons, should take care of business and beat Manziel.
Let me say this. I think that the situation where they trying not to start him and go with Hoyer, I think it's a win-win. If Brian Hoyer, I think it's a win-win for everybody involved. It gives Manziel a time to sit back and relax. Because right now the media is on everything he did. We all know about the bird shooting incident, his pardon and stuff like that. So I think he's one of those players who does need to sit back for a while and relax and just breathe slow and let it, just absorb the fact he's in the NFL. I think that it helps Brian Hoyer because it gives him a chance in the organization, because it gives him a chance to start. And if it gives him a time to deflect criticism from Manziel if things go wrong. And if things go right, it gives them, you know, a viable option as a trade asset. So I think that it's a win-win for Cleveland. I do agree with you, though. I feel that by this time, Manziel will be starting. I don't know what the record will be, but I think Manziel will be starting. Let me ask you this. Does it matter if Manziel starts or doesn't start to who win the game?
It doesn't matter.
Who do you have?
If Brian Hoyer played the Falcons and win, if Manziel played the Falcons, still going to win. So it don't matter.
You got to win. I got to win as well. Next up, the Arizona Cardinals at home. It seems like we play the Cardinals down there every year.
Yeah, we do. This is going to be a...
Spoiler alert. Before you talk, I got the Cardinals going to the playoffs. So I got them actually knocking out San Francisco. And them, I see them and Seattle as the two teams in the NFC West who are going to the playoffs.
I don't know. Since Dackie got hurt, he out for the season. Then you lost the other boy, went to Cleveland. What's his name, the other linebacker?
Not Dansville. I forgot. I know you're talking about.
I forgot his name. I can't believe he went to Cleveland, so I don't know how that defense going to be. Then Abraham, what, did he get suspended for that DUI?
He got suspended, but I don't know if it's any. I know he got fined. He didn't get suspended. He just got fined.
I'm gonna take the Falcons on this. I don't know how Honey Badger coming off the injury, how it will work. So.
Oh, by then, he would have definitely been. He would be healed of all his wounds, and he'll be ready to go. I got the Cardinals winning. Like I say, I always.
But you're a Cardinals.
I got the Cardinals. Not necessarily a Cardinals fan. I just think
you already beat the Cardinals, so you're a Cardinals fan.
I just said they're going to the playoffs. They should have went last year.
No, they shouldn't.
They went 10-6.
They went better than San Francisco.
They beat San Francisco. They split with San
they
Francisco.
They won 1-1, but San Francisco had a better record than them. San Francisco won 11 games. They went better than Seattle.
I think San Francisco is trending down. I think Arizona is trending up. Is that that's the way I
with
look at it?
With them old players, with this old Carson Palmer at quarterback, you really think that?
I think Carson Palmer. I think Arizona. I think they actually have a good coach in Bruce Arians. I mean,
y'all had that 1 year last year. You didn't do nothing with it, so.
I think again, this is going to be for another podcast. I think San Francisco is trending down. I think Arizona is trending up. I have Arizona winning. Just to sum up, you have. The Falcons win, right?
Yes, I do.
All right. So, that was week 13. So, week 14 on ESPN, 8:30. So, that's Monday Night Football, I think. It's the Green Bay Packers at Green Bay, December.
Man, you know the Falcons ain't finna go in Lambeau Field and win in December. Fuck no.
I agree with you. I think that's a loss. I think that's a loss. Well, the Falcons lose by 2 touchdowns or more, which is, in NFL terms, is considered a blowout. At this point in the season, I think Green Bay will be leading their division. I think they'll be jockeying for playoff position, too. But I think they'll be just hitting their stride, getting ready for the playoffs in Week 14. Next, in Week 15, they play the Steelers in the Dome. When last time Pittsburgh been here?
It's been a while. I don't even think they ain't been here since in the Matt Ryan era, have they?
I don't remember. Did Vic play them in the Dome? I don't remember. I don't remember Pittsburgh come here.
I can't.
Since Rod Woodson played, probably.
Nah, they can't. I can't remember.
Chris Chandler probably, when Chris Chandler was quarterback. Vic ain't playing them here.
We have to look it up, but we ain't played Pittsburgh in the Dome. I remember playing them in a preseason game, but regular season, I can't remember, but. Pittsburgh fans travel, so I gotta pick Pittsburgh.
Contrary to popular belief, Pittsburgh has looked like shit.
They look like shit, but they have it together. They'll be the top.
I think I say this about a couple of things. You got Pittsburgh winning, but porn stars and professional football teams, when you're old, it shows. And true. Pittsburgh is old, and it shows. And so I actually got the Falcons winning, especially at the Dome. All right, we're coming down the home stretch, the last two games. Week 16, December 24th, excuse me, week 16, December 21st at New Orleans versus the Saints.
So personal with me, I cannot pick New Orleans. Fuck y'all, I'm picking the Falcons. You New Orleans voodoo people, you're going to goddamn kill them dogs. That the Falcons going to win.
I'm going to go against you because Matt Ryan hasn't been good in New Orleans.
He haven't, but this is our year to beat them.
It got to happen at some point, don't it?
Got to.
Anyway, I'm going to disagree. I think the Falcons lose. And I actually think they lose big. I think by that point, I haven't looked at the Falcons. I think New Orleans will definitely be in the playoff push. But we'll see what about the Falcons. Last game, Cam at the Dome, Carolina. Question one, will it be a meaningful game? Let me ask you that.
Ah, boy, that's a tough question. I don't know. Both of them could be fighting for playoff position. Or one of them can be good and send their player. One of them could be shitty. But come back and think about it. I don't think Cam is gonna be good as they were last year. It should be a meaningful game.
So you got winning.
I'm taking the Falcons and the Dome.
I agree with you. I got the Falcons too. I think it's hard to beat. I think it's hard for a non-explosive offensive team to beat the Falcons at the Dome. So I got Cam losing to the Falcons. And that's actually the end of the regular season. So what I'm going to do is count up. We're going to see the score real quick. So you have the Falcons going. My math is correct. You have the Falcons going 8-8. Does that sound pretty accurate?
Yeah, about right.
I had the Falcons going 9-7, which surprised me because I actually thought they have a 6-10 or a 5-11 record. I really thought they sucked, but the schedule seems to set up for them perfectly in some places, but bad in other places.
If they don't screw it up.
And just to compare what we have to what Vegas had, Vegas and the gambling over and under for the Falcons lines is 8 games. So that means we right in the wheelhouse of what Vegas thinking. And so, from what the odds I was reading were, it was -130 if the Falcons won over 8 games, and +110 if the Falcons won under 8 games. So, from what I understand, Vegas is thinking that the Falcons are going to win more than 8 games, or they're edging toward more people feeling like the Falcons are going to win more than 8 games. So, again, you have 8-8. I have 9-7. Vegas has the over and under for the Falcons at 8. So we're right in the wheelhouse. What are some games that stood out on the schedule where you say they can go either way and help the Falcons get to the playoffs?
It's gonna be really the divisional game, the New Orleans, the Tampa Bay, and the Carolina. Them three games can go either way. Really, if you gotta protect home.
I agree. I think I'm just looking at my schedule. I had them losing to New York, Chicago, Baltimore, and Detroit back in a 4-week span. If they can steal one, maybe two of those games, I think that'll save their season and push them in the playoffs. Before we get out of here, any more thoughts on the Falcons?
It's going to be a long year, so you guys be patient with the Falcons.
Yeah, our defense is going to be right now our defense is and our offensive line is our kryptonite. So hopefully we can get everything together and bring everything together and win and make it to the playoffs. Let's hope the Falcons and Mike Smith can salvage the season, go to the playoffs, and win the Super Bowl.
Hopefully we have somebody come up better than this fucking Corey Beerman, man. Hey. I'm going to beat a dead horse, goddamn. This motherfucker sucks.
All right, that's a good way of thinking it. This is Falcons football week. It's going to be fun podcasts all throughout the week. We're going to have picks and kicks, of course. We're going to do a Thomas Dimitroff report card. We're going to probably do...
I give him an elf. I'm giving an elf right now. He sucked. He can't fucking drown. How the hell he's still here?
Well, we're going to rate all his moves from every move he did of significance. We're going to rank it and give him a grade for it.
Great move he did was the first round. The first round, he sucked.
Hey, well, we're going to get that to the fans. And like I say...
Y'all call in, fans. Email Digital Derrick because this motherfucker sucks. All
right, we're going to hashtag it Falcons Football Week. Again, before we leave, we want to thank the people at Stats for letting us use their facility. If you're in Atlanta, visit Stats. Great food, great atmosphere. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure to catch us on iTunes and Stitcher. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
Stay tuned for the tailgate. Digital Darren tailgate.